41. One more die to cast. The Guildmaster watched from the observation deck of the Crystal Palace. He heard the klaxons first, tearing him away from his work with telegrams and calculations. He strode to the eastern windows, from which much of the island was visible to him. There was a light in Dr. Hyde's cave. Flares filled the air around the docks, and the gunnery soldiers were firing at targets in the dark ocean. Boats. Then a great explosion. A second. A third. The destruction of the observation tower and the crashing of the flaming airship to the ground had been particularly bothersome. The metal shell had protected it from rifle fire, but not from an explosion of that magnitude. A design flaw? This raid had not been a major part of his calculations. There had been such a small chance they'd ever find him, so he'd only dug a few trenches and put up barricades. This was a well-planned attack. How had they discovered the island? There was that one small Triton ship lost at sea. He had assumed they were swamped. Maybe not. No matter, the enemy was here, had hunted down his guild. No need to panic. It wasn't as though this scenario hadn't occurred to him. It was part of the risk. He just hadn't foreseen the metal juggernaut soldiers that were currently routing his own troops. Had the British advanced so much in such a short time? But they had come at a time when his forces were weak. He'd lost so many men when the Wyvern went down. They had recruited more, but they weren't yet well trained. What was Britain's ambition? Kill or capture? How to make either of these goals more difficult was the question. He had often thought of himself as a tortoise, slowly making his plans for the world. What did a tortoise do when attacked? Withdrew into itself. First, he had one more die to cast.